Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Formolo and Amanda Raymond. Welcome, cheers. We are here for another Sunday. Wherever you download
it's
this
podcast. Year.
Oh, and it's shaking.
Beat, yes.
Shaking. And we're listening to a little Artie Shaw.
Yes.
A little big band. And which reminds me that I was looking at the Saturday LA Times in the obituaries, and I'm not sure if we caused this or whatever, but Gene Denning of the Denning Sisters died. And if you remember our podcast about the Larry Fine lost tapes, Larry Fine mentioned the Denning Sisters, which was the kiss of death.
Yeah, we should never should have found that tape.
For
yeah.
Gene Denning.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, so it's just really...
Which one of the Denning Sisters died? Gene.
It was Gene.
Okay.
Who was a...
And there was also, what, Ginger?
Ginger and Laverne.
Laverne, just like the Andrews
sisters. And like we talked about, the ugly sister is usually called Laverne.
Wow, okay.
And Laverne Denning was the ugly. Oh, we've got a phone call.
Wow, Larry Fine.
Larry Fine from heaven.
How could he... Mr. Really, let's get this.
Rick's Martini Bar, can I help you?
Yeah, hello, this is Larry Fine.
Larry Fine, what a coincidence you called.
I just wanted to say something very, very quickly. You know, I passed away in about 1974, and I heard we get very good reception in heaven. I heard that one of the Denning sisters had passed on. I haven't run into her yet, which makes me a little worried. I wanted to call in and give a little bit of a tribute to her. She was a wonderful gal.
Was she?
Absolutely wonderful. She was my favorite of the Denning sisters. And it was Gene and Laverne. And one time Laverne had gotten sick, and their other younger
Larry
sister, Betty, and it was Betty.
I'm really disappointed that when you went to heaven, you still have the stroke.
Well, that's you talk about what do you call it, bad luck, I guess. I don't know why they have to take, you know, when you die, that's how old you are.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I could play violin. My left side's completely shot. I can't play violin anymore. But it's nice. Yeah, I can't. They told me I can't spend too much time talking on the phone. You would believe how much it costs.
Oh, this is long distance.
Yeah,
I only have like a family or friends thing, or what?
Know, I only have so many minutes I can use on this thing. My plan. And it's terrible, but I just wanted to call and give you a little bit of a tribute. She's a wonderful gal. I think I may have said that already.
Well, Larry, we appreciate you using your minutes to call us at Rick's Martini Bar. Thanks, and go back to whatever else you're doing there. Who else is up there with you? Is Curly up there?
Heaven is terrific, but it's a little bit like the motion picture home. It's a lot of little sitting around. There's like the same person with the piano playing the piano in the afternoons at 4. It's we play cards a little bit. It's not that good, but it's certainly better than.
Well, thanks for calling. And Moe's up there, Curly's up there, Shem's up there.
Yeah.
Ted Ely.
Well, it's me, Shem, and Moe, and Joe Besser, and Curly, and Joe Durant.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling. Amazing.
Please give my best to all the friends.
Oh, fans. People just, people just love it, Larry.
Well, I hit it. I can't believe you found it.
Feinberg, right? Larry Feinberg.
Feinberg is my
real
birth name.
Yeah.
I was proud of that, but it was a little too joy.
So you took the Berg off.
Took the Berg right off.
Well, thanks for calling, Larry. Get back to heaven and get to that buffet. We don't want to keep you from that buffet up there at the...
It's almost Neptune. I don't want to miss that. So all my best to everyone at the podcast. And all I can say is goodbye.
Goodbye, Larry. That was amazing. Wow. Larry Fine.
Wow.
So I got to tell you...
It must have been important for him to... I don't think that's first.
We know he liked the Denning Sisters.
Yeah, I guess
he liked the Denning Sisters. But... I did find out a fun fact about Gene Denning.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is that She wrote a song.
Oh, really?
After the Dimming Sisters were popular, she had a younger brother, Mark Dimming.
Okay, I've heard of him.
Who she wrote the song Teen Angel.
Oh, okay.
And he sang that song, and that was her biggest... I read in the, doing my research, that was her biggest moneymaker.
Wow.
And...
Jerry's good with the research.
Dig this. It wasn't even her biggest moneymaker while she was... It became the biggest moneymaker because it's on the American Graffiti soundtrack, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that Teen Angel, which is one of those splatter platters, they used to call them, where the teenager dies. And like a big thing, right?
Yeah,
when they did it. And so she wrote that song, and her brother sang it. And when it was re-released by George Lucas on American Graffiti, she made more money than she made on everything that Dimming Sisters
did. Well, that's cool. That's good to hear. That's cool.
Yeah, so she did that.
Well... That's cool.
But
we're sorry she's gone.
And we were going to talk about sisters, but hey, let's talk about dead teenager songs for a second.
All right.
So we had, because there was like that period there where there was like Teen Angel, and then they did, what was the other one? Tell Laura I Love Her. Remember that one?
Uh-huh.
So Teen Angel is pretty much a car crash, and she goes back for the ring.
Yeah. Very sad.
And she dies.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what Tell Laura I Love Her is, but there was one leader of the pack. The guy dies, right? And
there's a near death one. It was although it was sort of I don't know what you want to call it, ironic that the Everly Brothers, Jan and Dean.
Oh, Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve, which they recorded, and then not long after that, was it Jan or Dean? I think it was Jan. Jan got in a bad car accident. Up in, I don't know if it was up in Mulholland, or I can't remember where it was, and he had almost died.
Wow.
He was in the hospital for months and came, you know, he lived, but he had really bad brain damage, and so it pretty much took care of the duo.
Yeah,
so it was pretty sad. But,
wow.
But yeah, Dead Man's Curve, wow.
Dead Man's Curve is like a dead teenager song.
Yeah.
And is it Jenny's Got a Gun song?
Was that? That's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
She had a teenage, must be some... thing in there, but that was like a popular,
popular
thing there
theme.
For a while. Yeah. Theme was backed.
And then there's the other Aerosmith song, "Crying," that Alicia Silverstone was in, where she jumps at the end.
Yeah.
No, wait, I forget. It's not tragic. She doesn't die. She doesn't die.
Yeah,
that's
but
not
it's
tragic
close.
Enough.
And there was. Do you remember?
Well, her career's
okay.
Her
this
career's
is.
Turned into
how
tragic.
Are you on Lucy? Lucy.
I know a lot about Lucy.
I like there's a Lucy, like the Lucy the. Desi and Lucy stuff is shown all the time, but the Lucy by herself stuff isn't.
Not
but
as
do you
much.
Remember there was one where she wrote a song?
Lucy wrote a song?
About a surfer.
Wow, this must have been in the 60s.
Oh, I got it. It was either Here's Lucy or The Lucy Show, one of those with Mr. Mooney and the bank.
There were so many ways they could... It was I Love Lucy, everybody understands that. Then there was The Lucy Show. Then there was the... Here's Lucy.
Right.
Then there was the Lucille Ball Show. Then there was Lucy or something like that. It's like, how do you keep track of them?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the...
anyway, the thing was she got the idea that she could... It's I don't know why I'm thinking about it, but I got to figure this out because it's going to bother me. That if she wrote a song about someone dying in a surfing accident, she could get both of the two genres of the...
I think I remember her writing a song.
It was about a surfboard that hit somebody.
That wasn't the one with Frankie Avalon, was it?
Yeah!
It was with Frankie Avalon.
Yeah.
And he sang it.
He sang the song that she wrote.
Yeah.
That is so
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
And it was like, I just let it. Wow. Anyway, but that was weird. So let's talk about sisters.
Which I don't have one of.
Sisters. You don't have a sister?
In fact,
I don't have a sister.
We're going to talk about sisters. None of us have a sister.
We got nothing. I got seven brothers. You got
one
brother.
One brother.
We got no sisters. But Sister Acts music groups.
And not Whoopi Goldberg movies.
not Whoopi Goldberg movies.
Since one of the Dimmings passed away, let's talk about our favorite girl groups. You know, and there's a lot of them. I'll just name my favorite two.
Okay.
We're off the cuff.
Right.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
My favorite. Two different, completely different eras. The Andrews Sisters from the 40s and the Abbott and Costello movies in wartime.
Right.
And the Go-Go's.
Are they sisters in the Go-Go's?
No, they're not sisters. Oh, but they're they're so close, though. No, I'm kidding. No, they're not sisters. Okay. I think the Andrews sisters are my favorite of like sister groups.
Wilson, that's right. Carney and what's the other one?
Carney and
the good looking one, the red haired one.
I'll get it in a minute.
But anyway, we'll think about it. But yeah, they're definitely sisters.
Wendy.
A good call.
Named after one of Brian's songs.
Right, Wendy. Nice. Okay, mine, and I'm gonna like paint my arrow with Rick Hayes. I'm gonna go with Sister Sledge, which was their last name.
Okay.
Sister Sledge, who sang "We Are Family," and he's the greatest dancer. That was their name. And then I don't know if I like the Pointer Sisters. I'm gonna give the Pointer Sisters, who are actual sisters.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna think about that. Did those Moesha
sisters or no?
The who?
Springs.
No sisters there. No. But you know what was weird? In the 60s, Phil Spector, first sign that he was a little bit weird, he would always get sisters. Like Ronnie Spector's, the Ronettes were all sisters.
Yeah, right.
And then the Dixie Cups were sisters, who did whatever song that was they did. But Shangri-La's were sisters. All those groups he worked with were all sister groups.
Must have been similar voices. That's only I think of that they sounded so similar.
And I think he was. I think it's a sign about Phil Spector. I think it was a thing. It was a fetish.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. He had a lot of. We could do a whole podcast, maybe five part podcast on Phil Spector.
Yeah, but there were and then other sisters. Who were those twin sisters that were? Those African American sisters that were on the Sister show. Did they ever sing?
No.
No.
Laurel would know about them.
And the, what about the Jackson sisters never sang?
Together, I don't think.
LaToya, Janet, Reedy, but none of them, I don't think they ever sang together.
Amanda, who's your favorite sister group? You have one?
I don't know if I do.
Okay. I like the Coors. I'm going to take off Pointer Sisters. Wow. The Coors, the Irish group, those are all sisters.
Okay.
I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with Sister Sledge and the Coors.
Okay. One of my favorite brother acts.
Well, you said Wilson Phillips. That was a good call.
One of my favorite brother acts, although I think they were like Siamese twins, was Ray Milland and Rosie Grier. good.
That movie
only had one
awesome.
Album, but it was good.
What's the name of that movie? Where is his head?
Heart.
The Incredible.
That's my favorite.
Oh my God!
That's the best sister group ever.
Why didn't I think of that?
Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Thank you for that.
Good call, Amanda.
We forgot them. We've met them and everything.
I know, we've met them.
They're the best. The Anderson sisters, the Hart sisters are the best.
Okay. Yeah. A little story here.
Incredible Theater Transplants, the movie I was talking about.
So what's the deal where they transplant Raymond's head on Rosie Grier's body?
It is. I thought it was the other way around.
No, because Raymond.
Yeah, because he did a lot of physical stuff. Raymond was an old man.
But what's the name of the movie?
He came a long way from The Lost Weekend, too.
What's the name of the movie?
The Incredible Two-Headed Transplant.
That's what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, so they transplant Ray Milland.
It's like the Defiant Ones, only taken to the next step.
That is kind of like
totally
that.
It totally is. They
transplant his head on Roger Greer's body, and then you got this two-headed guy.
Well, there's lots of nagging. I remember. Do we have to go here?
It's pre-
Do we have to go to the rib joint again?
It's pre-CG. So pretty much they had to... next to each other.
Yeah, he had to, like, there's weird shots of him, like, leaning over to try to... Yeah.
I know.
Well, we're keeping it in the family. About I guess a two-headed transplant's not really a family, is it?
Okay. Well, anyway, we've kind of already gone past our time, but we tell this little story here about when you and I met Nancy Wilson. We met Nancy Wilson, actually, and Cameron Crowe at the UCLA.
Oh, well, we met him at the... Amanda and I met them at their concert, which is cool, backstage.
Yeah, but we met them for a second with Cameron Crowe,
right? When they were both still married. We got to hang out in the backstage.
Well, tell me some inside stuff.
Amanda met, you talked, you went and found Anne and talked to her. She was kind of by herself.
Yeah,
remember?
She was really quiet.
She's got an incredible.
What are you talking about?
She's got an incredible voice.
Yeah.
But what was she going in at? 250?
She's large.
She's up there.
And Nancy was more like in the main room with everybody kind of hanging out. And she was just sort of sitting on the couch, and people were walking up and talking to her. She was very friendly and nice and everything. Anne was kind of by herself in another room. It was a little, I didn't go in there.
I just kind of knocked on, like, excuse me, Anne. So I just kind of walked in.
That was cool.
Really?
They were really awesome.
Barracuda.
Oh, yeah.
They still sound amazing.
They're great. And our friend Debbie is their keyboard player. Debbie Scherer is their keyboard player. That's how we got to go to the show.
Wow.
And she's amazing. Debbie's great, too.
She's great. And she was in,
we should bring her in sometime.
We should have Debbie as one of our guests.
That would be awesome to get her.
Going on the road with, she's played with Cheap Trick.
That would
be awesome. Yeah. But Cameron Crowe and Nancy Wilson just divorced.
Just recently.
Yeah. But she was in... Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she...
Really?
Just a little side thing is she plays the girl that pulls up in the car next to Brad when he's wearing the pirate hat, and he thinks she's smiling at him because she thinks he's cute, and she's smiling at him because he's driving in a car wearing a pirate's hat.
Right.
But she was dating Cameron Crowe, and he gave her that part at the time.
Interesting. But he didn't direct it. He wrote it or something, right? What did he do?
He directed it.
Are you sure?
No, he wrote it. No. Amy...
Heckerling or whatever.
Yeah.
Heckerling.
Amy Heckerling directed it. Cameron Crowe wrote it.
All right.
Because it was based on his book. He went into a high school, infiltrated a high school, pretended he was a senior.
Okay.
And then wrote the book.
Okay.
And she did
the
book.
That's cool. He's a really cool guy, too. Real nice guy.
Awesome guy.
Yep.
And so there we go. We go from Gene Denning.
That's bar talk to you. You come in, you start with one thing.
To some kind of two-headed Ray Milland movie. To the best sister act of all time.
I think, Heart. I should have said Heart. But I can't. I said I still love the Andrews Sisters, but the Heart is great.
It's got to be Heart.
No, you're right. Heart is the best.
Thank
Heart,
you,
Heart's
played
number
instruments.
One. And the Andrews Sisters lasted about 7 years. Okay?
Yeah.
These guys have been around for like 30, and they're still great. So.
Right. And that's the way it goes at Rick's Martini Bar. Thank you for joining us for the podcast. Join us next week for another episode of Rick's Martini Bar. And don't forget to support our sponsors, PB Imaging. Talk to Peter over there. He'll hook you up with some business cards or whatever else you need. And also audible.com, where you can download an audiobook.
25 per episode.
No.
We gotta start
charging. Get free downloads of this podcast so you can listen to
booze where they can't.
You want to give a shout out to your friend who's listening to the podcast?
Show me a shout out to my friend Will, who
Will.
I did.
Hi, Will.
Who's
listening?
He just discovered us, and he's listening nonstop. He's going to probably be a guest.
We might
something
be a guest.
To look forward to. Him. He's a very entertaining guy.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us again, and you can download this podcast free at www.mccartymetro.com. Thanks for joining us. Join us next week. Cheers.
Have a good sober week. There we go.